United States of America.
On April 12th, at about 10 in the morning, Yasaman Keshavar stood with 26 others and took an oath to defend the Constitution, the nation, and renounce her citizenship in Iran to become a U.S. citizen. It was a long time coming. Yasaman fled Iran 6 years ago, taking with her only what she could put in her suitcases. Her husband, Zhubin, fled a few hours before, neither of them knowing if the other one would make it across the border.
I cannot go back to my country, or I cannot be the citizen of my country.
The pair were searching for freedom. Freedom from a country that abused their family because they weren't Muslim. Instead, choosing to practice the Baha'i faith.
But religion was something that I suffered.
Once they reunited in Turkey, Yasaman and Zhubin went through a series of interviews and background checks from the FBI, the UN, and ICM.
The security system there is just so intense. They get every single information they can get from you.
Yasaman says the process only took a few months for them, but others weren't as lucky. Her own cousin, as a single male, has been waiting more than 2 years to move past the first interview. He's stuck in security limbo, and as a refugee in Turkey, he has very few options.
He's out of money. He doesn't have a job.
Yasaman says it made her even more grateful for her chance at freedom. She says she just wishes she could share it with family. In our last meeting together, she told me she's pregnant.
I was hoping that my mom can come for the delivery and, like, for being with me after this is my first child.
Traveling here is too risky, at least while the travel ban is still a possibility.
It's definitely really hard. It's really hard for them not to see the child. I'm really, really, really hoping that something changes.
And it might. Right now the order is stuck in federal court as judges weigh arguments on one side that the ban is unconstitutional and on the other that it's necessary protection for the country. Yasaman's baby's due in November. She's still holding out hope that somehow her parents won't have to wait years to meet their first grandchild. Brianna Bodley, KSL News Radio.